You are listening to Stream, the South African mental health and business podcast, where we have conversations about navigating through struggles, achieving success, and people's secrets to reaching optimal performance. So this is the first episode from the experiment. And basically why I created this series, The Experiment, is because I want to try out a couple of wellness trends, maybe even some shitty fads, things that are creating quite a buzz, and also some recommended habits that may or may not improve productivity, mental health, and overall well-being. So the first of these episodes, I thought I would focus on what I recently accomplished, which I'm super proud of.
And that is being sober for 60 days.
So all I mean by that is, I know when you hear sober, sobriety, you might think of someone who has had a sort of reliance on alcohol. So maybe I should just start off with my relationship with alcohol, and then I'll kick off with why I particularly decided to give it a bit of a break. And then personally, what I experienced were some incredible benefits and how I'm actually ashamed I've not done this sooner. Okay, so basically my relationship with alcohol. Family-wise, our family's very healthy, or what I consider to be healthy. Mother's Italian, so naturally our sort of culture at home is very much a Mediterranean diet. Eat very much whole foods, and my mother makes the most incredible pasta along with my dad. They're quite the duo in the kitchen. When it comes to alcohol, they don't drink very often or very heavily, or at least that's my exposure. Who knows what they do behind the scenes? Jokes. So then from a socializing point of view, we drink with our friends when we go away, particularly for holidays or weekends. We tend to drink every day, G&Ts by the pool, making Aperols. When we travel, we're drinking, you know, draft beers. And so, yes, it's very much incorporated into our social life. And then on a weekly basis, my husband, Rocco, and I tend to not really drink on our own. We in a very particular phase of our life where we're living in Potchefstroom away from our family and friends for his work, which ironically is in the alcohol industry. So I've been observing lately a hell of a lot the sort of drinking culture, especially in predominantly Afrikaans little town that we are in. And with him being within the liquor industry, I mean, he's been in it for over a decade. So I've just been observing my relationship with alcohol, and am I just, you know, am I using it as a crutch on weekends to enjoy myself, et cetera, et cetera. So let's move on. So no, I don't drink heavily, and it was more social occasions on weekends. And at the beginning of this year, I actually cut it down to really be more focused and conscious of when I drink. So if I did drink, it would mainly be like once on the weekend, or it would be maybe twice, you know, for a dinner date in the week, having a glass of wine or so, but definitely took down the consumption of how much I was drinking. So why? So when I turned 36, I really looked at my sort of life and where I can be a little bit more healthier. As if you are a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that I am super inquisitive when it comes to overall health and productivity and mental health. And one of the areas which I often found, I mean, I've known this for years, I just didn't have the balls to give up alcohol for a while, was that on Mondays I'd be particularly a bit more overwhelmed, even sometimes a bit more like sort of anxiety driven just at the start of the week, even working for myself, just having a lot of pressure on myself as to what to accomplish, what to tick off, and what to get done. So that I mainly felt after a boozy weekend. And I have been sober curious for over a year, just wondering what I could achieve over weekends, or like not having that feeling that hangovers like hangovers were basically stealing precious time, and I was annoyed with myself because of that. I'd be annoyed if, you know, I woke up on a Saturday and Sunday and didn't have the drive or the energy to go exercise just because I had a late boozy night the night before. So I love my mornings, and it's when I feel mostly alive and positive. I want to adventure. Even in the week, it's when I'm most productive. So I really wanted to give up alcohol to see what the long-term benefit would be for my energy levels, for my anxiety, would it help with brain fog, etc., etc. So something just to add is that I wanted to try this out. Initially, it was just going to be 30 days, and then I felt so good. I pushed it to 60 days, and I really wanted to try this before going on the pursuit of falling pregnant, because I wanted to have this challenge be because of what I wanted to achieve, like my motives. And I know that, you know, if I were to be pregnant and I had to, of course, give up alcohol, that would tap into my sort of codependency of doing it for someone else, for doing it for, you know, your fetus or for your baby, and not doing it for me. So I was quite like, I need to try and take this challenge and do it for me. And I, like I said, I was a bit embarrassed that it took me so long to do this. And one of the biggest challenges that I felt was my ego and going to friends' house or going out for dinner with friends and being the one that wasn't drinking alcohol. I'd be so concerned in making them feel uncomfortable. I know this is real people pleaser of me coming out, but the first few social occasions, that is literally how I felt. And I stupidly would also say, sorry, I'm being the boring one, I'm not drinking. Whereas I quickly changed, you know, after I pushed through the first month, I changed the way I spoke about it, and stopped seeing it as something that I should be ashamed of or should apologize for or should call myself boring for. And I really had to change that dialogue, because I mean, there's so many deeper underlying reasons behind that. And if I had to go back to the psychology of when I started drinking for confidence in my teens, etc., etc., it's been a really interesting retrospective sort of period. So yeah, that was the hardest part. It wasn't for me, it wasn't hard, the taste or missing that, because what I really quickly did was I made it fun to not drink by making myself non-alcoholic cocktails and drinks. One of our go-tos that I actually got Rocco onto, which we appropriately called after our surname, Tully Tonic, is making rooibos tea. Basically boiling hot water with rooibos tea bags, cooling it down and adding that to sugar-free tonic and a squeeze of lemon. And let me tell you, it's so delicious. It's so good that I went away for a girls' weekend with a fun bunch of my friends, and everyone was drinking, and I had to pluck up the courage again and the confidence to tell everyone I'm not drinking. And of course, the first thing everyone goes to is you're pregnant, which at the beginning used to be annoying, but now I just laugh it off. And everyone was loving the Tully Tonic. Some of them, of course, threw some gin in it, but bottom line, it's a good alternative. That alcohol-free beer, there were actually some really nice alcohol-free gins that I've tried at different bars. So anyways, I always used to think, why would I have something alcohol-free? I'll just have like a Coke Zero or whatever it may be. Why would I, you know, have alcohol-free beer? But it quickly, I realized how challenging it can be in social circumstances, not drinking, and just having the idea of a non-alcoholic beer, like what it did to my psyche, was pretty impressive. So it helped me push through, and now I actually really enjoy having an alcoholic beverage mixed with a non-alcoholic in between. I even like influenced my husband to do that. So now he'll have beer and then in between have a non-alcoholic beer. So anyways, how I felt. So the results after 60 days sober. Well, it was like I discovered a secret that only a few people know about or are willing to take the risk to explore and know the benefits. So now when friends ask why I'm not drinking, I actually feel more empowered. And like I say, I no longer say, sorry, I'm being boring. I actually feel like I've got this secret, which isn't pretty much a secret. No one's just, you know, tried it out. I also can handle so much more emotionally. So I don't have those really lows, or like I said, a little bit of that anxiety creeping in, or that demotivation. All of those feelings pass through me quite quickly, whereas I used to sort of cling onto them and I could sit with anxiety for days. So that's a really, really, really liberating feeling. And just to add, I did at the same time cut out caffeine. So what I felt was that because I wasn't having a stimulant like alcohol or caffeine, I could really regulate my emotions when things weren't going well. And there were a couple of things that happened within the family, like traumatic experiences, that was a very, very tough period. And because I wasn't drinking and I wasn't having a coffee stimulant, I felt like I could regulate those emotions a lot better. So that was really, really interesting to experience and also liberating. I'm able to focus on what is important, be more productive, and more importantly, I can switch off and be present. So that was huge. I suddenly felt like I had this capacity to cope with stressful, you know, work deadlines and a long, demanding to-do list. I also realized how often we promote drinking as a treat and a form of relaxation. Even if I look at like previous, you know, social media posts of myself, you know, cheersing with beers and drinks and whatnot. Whereas a lot of it actually for the 60 days that I've done this, it was non-alcoholic beers, but it's still putting out this sort of image of holiday relaxation. So it's quite an interesting time to go through giving up alcohol, so that you can rewire the way you think of things and rely on, you know, and not rely on alcohol basically as a crutch. Then my dopamine highs I felt were more natural, but also so rewarding. So at the beginning, I actually remember social occasions, like I wasn't laughing as much, or I wasn't getting like this little like dopamine fix and this high and excitement. And I was realizing, I was like, oh, because I'm not feeling tipsy. But like I always like to say, and I've felt it for the years of being a social drinker, is that those times and those moments of those dopamine fix and having like an absolute laugh and amazing time socially, the next day for me personally, it wasn't always it was almost like you stole happiness and excitement from the day. How do you say it? Stealing happiness for tomorrow. Tomorrow's happiness. Oh my gosh, I can't even speak at the moment. And I just spoke about how flippant my brain fog has cleared. Body-wise, my body didn't feel as inflamed. My metabolism was amazing. And I had all this extra energy to like cook really nutritious meals. I went on like this next level phase of baking. I've also done this in winter. So I was baking delicious treats and exploring all these like whole foods and sugar-free desserts that I've got in this recipe book that I absolutely love, but for years I've never actually used. So that was incredible to have that feeling of having more time on my hands, having more capacity, having more opportunity to live and embrace from the morning to the evening, and not having those hangovers that completely take over your Saturday or your Sunday or even Monday and Tuesday. I feel with my body, I do struggle after doing like DNA tests years ago. I do struggle firstly with caffeine. I absolutely love it, but I'm sensitive to it. So I shouldn't say struggle. My body does, but mind and everything else, I absolutely love it. And so I also picked up on those DNA tests that my body doesn't detoxify easily. So giving up alcohol was like an absolute game changer. And will I give up alcohol for good? Okay, now I've already slowly but surely introduced alcohol again. I've done it completely different to how in the past when I've given up alcohol. So this is not my first time giving up alcohol for a break. I just think it might be my first doing 60 days, which is also scary to say. But previously, I've done it for shorter, and I do it for often for periods. But I do believe in moderation, and I really enjoy drinking socially. So I believe this break has made me so much more aware of the damage I've been doing to my body, like unconsciously. So although I've started incorporating alcohol again, I'm so much more aware and can't unlearn these things. I've witnessed it firsthand and seen what it's done to my body. So it's such an empowering feeling, and I highly suggest anyone takes on this challenge. I feel no shame in not drinking at social occasions anymore. In fact, I mostly opt for non-alcoholic drinks, as I mentioned. And that makes me feel really confident. Whereas if you took me 2 months ago when I started, and how I was like so, you know, conscious of, if we went to friends and they opened up a beautiful bottle of wine, in the past I'd go like, oh, I wasn't gonna drink, but oh, can't be rude, I'm gonna have, you know, a glass of wine. So now I just really feel strong as an advocate for knowing what my body wants and when it wants what, and how to drink more, be more aware of drinking, and more in moderation. I also believe what has helped me feel so good overall is my diet, which consists of mainly whole foods. I try cut out refined sugars. That's not completely cut out from my diet, because I am very full aware of how many things still have sugars, and I do still love my dark chocolates. I just predominantly prefer to have a more whole foods based diet. And then I also took a break, as I mentioned, of caffeine, which really helped with my natural energy levels. And just to sign off, what I absolutely loved about giving up alcohol, and in conjunction the caffeine part of it, was that I could actually feel what my body wanted and what my energy levels were. Whereas opposed to previously, I'd wake up tired, but I'd have a coffee and I'd have this newfound energy, and I'd push myself at the gym, and I'd just constantly push because I had these stimulants all the time. So it really helped me sort of bring things down a notch and operate in this more present space of gratitude. I know this sounds very woo-hoo, but it honestly made me just so much more appreciative of the time I was spending with friends when I went down to Cape Town and saw them, the time I was spending with my nieces and my friends' little ones, like all of that. I just had this capacity, this appreciation for life, and felt confident in feeling strong in making this decision that I was empowered to have control over whether I drank or not, and what the impact was on my body. So that is that. That was my experience of 60 days sober, and I highly, highly recommend it. If you want to know the science behind it, I suggest that you listen to Huberman Lab's episode on alcohol. Even he says that even low to moderate alcohol consumption negatively impacts the brain and the body in a direct ways. So from a science point of view, and listening to a real expert, I really recommend listening to that episode from Huberman Lab. Okay, that's me. Over and out. Hey guys, it's me again. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please can you subscribe so that you are notified as soon as new episodes drop, and share the Stream podcast with your friends and family and co-workers who are just as inquisitive as you are about learning and improving their quality of life. And then lastly, if you want more mental health and business resources, inspo and podcast recommendations, just a reminder to subscribe to my monthly Stream newsletter. No spam, just pure positive value delivered straight to your inbox.